I'm recording here. We're talking to Brian Todd, of course, of CNN Situation Room. You have a big interview today. You're talking to Bradley Manning's attorney for the person who's lived in a cave or something and hasn't heard who this guy is. Remind everyone who Bradley Manning is.
Bradley Manning is basically the prime suspect in the WikiLeaks story. This is the leaking of tens of thousands of pages of documents on the Afghanistan war, some official military documents and others on the Afghanistan war that WikiLeaks posted earlier this summer. He's the chief suspect in that. He's already been charged with other leaks, including the leaking of a 2007 airstrike video in which some civilians in Iraq were killed, including two journalists, which the military has said was an accidental hit there. But he is charged with leaking that. He's also charged with downloading some other documents improperly. Those are the formal charges he already faces. He may still face the charge for the main leak of the of all those tens of thousands of pages that WikiLeaks posted on the Afghanistan war. I spoke to his attorney named David Combs, and Mr. Combs has not said how Private Manning will plead guilty. Will plead in this, whether it's a guilty plea, whether he will plead not guilty, whether he will enter some kind of another arrangement. He hasn't really had a chance to discuss those things with his client, but he does say that he, Mr. Combs, has no evidence to link his client to that main leak of the documents on the Afghanistan war.
And are they describing, I guess he's still Private Manning, are they describing him as a whistleblower? Or I think a lot of media sources are, but it's unclear whether that's how he describes himself.
Well, his lawyer is not going there, at least not yet, because they haven't really even had too much time to discuss the charges or to figure out how they're going to plead in this case. Now, whether he calls him a whistleblower or not may depend on how they plead.
Yeah.
it's a delicate situation right now. What was surprising to us yesterday was that the lawyer gave maybe an indication of how they're going to proceed with this case. The lawyer told me that Manning's superiors, the leaking occurred while Manning was deployed in Iraq. He was a military intelligence analyst. The lawyer claims that Manning's superiors in his unit in Iraq knew that he was exhibiting some unstable behavior, that he was unresponsive, that he was essentially just, having a bit of a breakdown there. They were so concerned, according to the lawyer, that they took the bolt out of his weapon, and they didn't do much else to help him other than send him to a chaplain. Hmm. Now, that could give an indication that there may be, if there is a more form, there, if there are more charges brought against him, if he's tried on these charges, that there may be some kind of a mental health defense at play here, possibly. I've tried to reach military officials to get their response to that claim about how his superiors knew he might have been having problems mentally and didn't do anything. I've not gotten any response yet. I hope to get something later today.
And you can see the full report on the Situation Room on CNN today. The other story you've been watching is this terrorist arrest. And this didn't get, kind of surprised me, it hasn't gotten much attention. It's sort of flown below the radar, no pun intended.
Well, it has, and partially that's because, the two U.S. government officials have told CNN that this shows no evidence of terrorism, no indication that these two men who were arrested in Amsterdam even knew each other, that the items that they were transporting in their luggage were not suspicious in and of themselves. However, there are some other things that that officials in Amsterdam and the United States are a little suspicious of and they are investigating, and namely, that's the way the items were found. Essentially, there was an empty shampoo bottle with watches attached to it in some luggage. There was an empty bottle of...
That's how I always travel, by the way. I always attach my watch right to my empty shampoo bottles.
That's right. There was an empty bottle of stomach medicine with cell phones attached to it.
Yeah.
Now, one of the men's relatives, a relative of one of the men, said that he often bought gifts to take back to Yemen with him, and bought watches and cell phones as gifts for family members. And this is the way he essentially packed them. He would, put them in line with other items or tie them to other items section them off as to, which person he would give what item to. That's the claim from a relative. So, whether this is One U.S. law enforcement source said this could have been a dry run for a terrorist attack, possibly. But, you know, whether this is that or something much more benign, I think may come out in the wash. They're still investigating this on both sides of the Atlantic.
And then quickly, over the weekend, of course, those of us here in D.C. just avoiding the mall because we didn't want to get stuck in traffic, like or dislike, but the big Glenn Beck rally.
It was huge. I mean, you could probably conservatively estimate that there were at least 100,000 people there, and Beck's people are saying that there were many more. What we did a story on Monday, and what we're kind of keeping an eye on here is the fact that he really kind of he made this a very religious event. It looked almost like a revival, speaking. The question now is he starting some kind of a political movement to fill the void of leadership on the religious right that was there after the death of Jerry Falwell and after the retirement of James Dobson? Is Glenn Beck trying to step into that role? Is he trying to start some kind of a religious movement? Well, his own people aren't saying anything about that. What they do say, what he has said repeatedly, is that this is not a political movement, that he has no interest in getting into politics. He's working with, a lot of evangelicals. He's reached out to them. I spoke with one evangelical bishop who spoke at the rally on Saturday and said that he feels like he can work with Glenn Beck on a range of issues. So this is going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. Again, Beck is being very coy about this, and so are his folks, but whether he kind of morphs into some kind of a political figure with this, or maybe even a figure on the religious right who kind of takes his platform in that direction, I think we'll be watching that.